So, you want to talk about Realm of the Mad God? And I can rant about that for a few minutes.
Okie dokie.
Hello, hello, and welcome. I'm Nick.
I'm Ryan.
And welcome to Alika Studios Podcast, Freeware Game Review, number 85, Realm of the Mad God. Topical. This game came out, like, this week, I think?
Something like that.
It is a video game.
Tell us about it. Enlighten us, Nick.
You are a person in the realm of the Mad God.
Oh, damn it. It sounds like it blows.
And you have to deal with it.
Oh, this sucks. Hey, Mad God, sit on it. Like that, right? That's how you deal with it? And then, yeah. Like, you go slouch and have a smoke?
Yeah, you see the way that you... That playthrough you just described is a victorious playthrough.
Fantastic.
And then there's other ones where you don't deal with it, and you just slide into crippling depression. And then it says you lose.
Oh. Wow. That's just like a... That's just blow after blow.
It's also a twin stick shooter! Kind of.
I'm so depressed, I haven't seen color for like the past month.
You're a dog.
And now they told me that I lost.
You're a dog, though. That's why you don't see color.
Oh. Well, now I'm happy.
Yeah. Because you're a dog. It doesn't take much to make you happy.
Man, I haven't said this on Twitter yet. I don't know why. But oftentimes in my travels of working, because I work and travel now, I travel for work to such like fantastic exotic locales as West Nyack or Hoboken. Whenever I see a cute dog, I think of that IBKT guy. And it makes me smile. So what's up, dude? Smiles. Spread them.
Oh, no. That's like the happiness police? All right. Smiles in the air. Spread them.
What? Dubstep police. Officer Skrillrex. Skrillrex?
Skrillrex. Skrill Shepherd.
Oh, God damn it.
I would play...
Skrill Garrus. They've just all got his retarded hair.
Yeah.
Skrillex, what's going on with your business? It's... Get that sorted out. You look like a hobo.
Skrill Yara?
That's a female Skrillex.
You know, you can have...
That's a Skrill lady.
A female Ditto can mate with a male Skrillex.
That's true.
Yeah.
There are no female Dittos, Nick. They're all...
I knew I had something backwards.
But Ditto could mate with Skrillex.
All right. That makes sense. They're both amorphous blobs?
No, because Ditto can mate with everything.
Yeah.
And Skrillex is a thing. That's rude. He's a human being. I take that back. What's going on? Nick, we're here to talk about a video game. Nick, tell me about a video game.
Okay, so in this video game...
I apologize to the estate of Skrillex.
It's
too soon.
Does he really have an estate?
I assume so.
Does he have a condo? Can you apologize
to
the condo?
Right? That's what everyone was so sad about, like, for the past month?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. So, Realm of the Mad God is an MMO top-down shooter quest thing?
A roguelike twin-stick MMO.
And roguelike, yeah.
It's rogue-esque.
No, because it's permadeath.
Oh, okay.
Permadeath means roguelike now.
Okay.
Go figure.
Hey!
You get, like, a bunch of classes. You only start with one, which is the wizard. As you complete quests... You start with wizard. Wizard.
That's weird.
Yeah, because, like, as soon as you open it up and hit play, it just opens whatever you had up last, and you don't start a new one until you die.
Yeah.
But you, like, complete different class quests in order to unlock more characters. Characters get to use different kinds of equipment. Different equipment has, like, different damage and fire rate and different bullet patterns. This is sort of a bullet hell game.
A little bit, yeah.
Just because there's, a lot of dudes running around. From the preview video, it looks like at some of the higher levels, you just walk into rooms that are just, like, bullet mazes of kinds.
Rad.
But that's cool, because, like, you and up to 64 other people are shooting bullets back at dudes.
Yes.
And that's pretty cool.
It's revolutionary, Nick.
I say from the trailer, because I have not played enough to get to any high levels yet.
You have, before today, played for 32 minutes.
Yeah.
You unlocked the priest.
Doing a lot of walking around on a beach.
Possibly the cleric.
From the beach. No, it's a priest.
Oh, okay.
He can heal himself. That is his special attack.
Can the cleric heal other people?
I don't know.
What about the pontiff?
See,
who can the pontiff heal?
See, I wouldn't play anybody because the wizard just throws, like, a fireball explosion.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's clearly the correct choice.
Well, I mean, that's the correct choice of the two choices you've been presented so far.
There's also, I think, like, Thief and Rouge?
Rogue, Nick.
No, he was red. And a bat.
I'm gonna fucking put this through you.
No.
I'm gonna take this slide rule and wind it out just enough so that these two points go up to your eyes.
And then we'll know how far apart they are.
And then we'll know how far apart they are.
If you do it to Uma Thurman, it would probably break the ruler. I think that's a joke. So,
remember that scene with, like, her trying to wiggle her toes in Kill Bill?
Kill Bill, yeah.
She's got some, like, crazy toes.
Yeah. Yo, man, some people got crazy toes.
That's all.
Okay. I like what Realm of the Mad God is doing. Like, the idea of, like, hey, everybody, let's all play a shooter game at once.
Yeah.
The problem is that it's super, like...
It seems to go from intensely chaotic to there is literally no one around me within, like, 5 minutes.
I feel like it's got that, like there's, it's got that regular MMO problem of, like, yeah, it seems like at near the end game and when you get in there a ways, it gets kind of cool and cool stuff is going on. But at the beginning, they put you on the beach and you're punching scorpions. And that's, you seem to do that for the 32 minutes I had played before today.
Well, I think the majority of the gameplay is... you're running around punching scorpions, like...
Yeah, that's sort of what's...
So that they get more to be... They shoot more bullets.
Yeah.
Like, you ran into the forest a ways, and it was like, hey, shoot this goblin king, and then you shot the goblin king. And then it was like, hey, what's up with that mini king over there? And then we saw the quest thing that was like, kill the dwarf king. And then you killed some other dudes and wound up in, like, a pirate cave, and it was like, kill the pirate king.
Which, you know what? It's, like, super streamlined, and that's kind of... Also, the roguelike thing they're going for, because they just want to be everything to be like, all right, here's the next thing. How many things can you do before you see the end? And then they do have leaderboards for, like, who lives the longest. Mm-hmm. Apparently, when you, like, the more you level up, the more, like, fame you get, and fame might be sort of a kind of currency to buy, like, certain things that really make you stand out or, like, give you access to certain quests.
Dag.
So, like, they really want you to be like, yo, just don't die.
Yeah.
Your kid, just don't die.
Yeah. Dying sucks.
It does. But dying is a part of life, because if you don't die, you don't get to use any of those other classes.
That's true.
Losing
fun, Nick? Would you say that losing is fun?
It might be.
Okay.
Because at one point, I was playing, and I was just walking into every bullet, and I didn't care that I died.
Okay.
I don't know if I would say it was enjoyable, but it wasn't unenjoyable. It was neutral at least.
Now, when we were playing this game earlier today,
mm-hmm.
I say we, but you were mostly playing, like, solo. And, like, there's nothing in place to, like, join parties with people and stuff. It's just you just kind of run to the same places together,
there,
I think.
There is a guild hall.
Oh, there's a guild hall.
You can form guilds.
You can form guilds.
I haven't looked at that because... Everybody in there just seems to be talking about how much they like trains, and I don't know if I would like to associate with.
Yeah, I don't know what all the train talk is.
He likes trains.
Yeah, I don't know why everyone in that game. Like you played that game for like half an hour today, and like you were running around on the beach, and someone was like, "Hey, are there any trains here? I need trains. Anyone trains?" And then, like, you logged out, you got out of that area and went to, like, the pirate cave, which was, like, an instanced thing. And then you came back and people were still like, "Hey, trains? No, I don't trains. Trains?"
I mean...
Like, did they mean, like, you know,
I don't,
you are a high-level character, please run with me so that we get experience? Or, like...
They might mean that. I don't know. Like, it would be hard to do that kind of thing anyway, I feel. One, because it just seems so easy to just kill things around you. Like if you're good at dodging bullets, you will really not have a problem with this game. And two, just like, it's kind of hard to stay with people, I think. Like, unless you're all standing in kind of the same spot.
You move pretty fast.
Plus, just with, the whole game is really fast, which is kind of bad because I found it suffers from some pretty bad lag. Like, not
especially
so
especially when it's trying to draw, like the game is super graphically simple, but, like, still when it's trying to draw, like, 300 different sprites moving around.
Well, no, it's not a graphical lag. It's all network lag.
Oh, okay.
It's the kind of thing where, you know, I'm moving down and left. Okay, I want to stop moving down and left. I change which buttons I'm pressing. It still takes it a few seconds before it stops moving down and left.
So it's fast, but not hugely responsive.
Yeah, it's like one of those things that you can tell...
Which is bad.
...that I'm listening to the server for where I am. It's a really bad thing to have in a game like this, where, you know, being in the place where bullets are not is really concern number one. So to just be like, no, you're going to move a ways longer, and you don't know when you're going to do that, it's really bad. Like, there's things that I like about this game.
It's launch week. Maybe there's more traffic than they were expecting.
Possible.
Because it's a free game on Steam. It's yet to have a TF2 hat tie-in, as far as I know. But...
Yeah, I'm trying to... I think I saw this on... I found this through the indie weblog. Blog?
Okay. Indie We Blog.
Yeah. But then I think when I actually went on to Steam to get it and find it, it might have been on the front page.
Whoa.
For a moment.
Whoa.
Crazy.
Unheard of.
Like, I want this to be good.
Okay.
Because, you know, being a roguelike is cool, but just the idea of, like a MMO or even just regular multiplayer sort of bullet hell kind of thing. Mm. But the thing is, it's just a lot of chaos right now.
Yeah.
Where really what I would still like to see is the sort of Tohu, like, spell card, bullet maze instance kind of things, but just with, like, six people all going on one guy.
Well, they're
just laying out all these
patterns.
There
do seem to be instance things, because, you know, occasionally...
Well, instance, but I just mean more about, like specific patterns that bosses will do.
Yeah.
Where it just seems like, oh, you're a boss? Okay, that just means I'm going to put out eight bullets instead of four.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot a stream of bullets, and they will be faster than a normal monster.
Yeah. And then also...
To be fair, you've also played the game for about an hour.
Yeah.
We haven't done any, like, cooping together. I think this game would be, you know, anything can be saved by co-op.
That is true.
So they say.
But that is why we're going to go play Divine Cybermancy.
I thought we were going to play Lost Planet.
You're right. I mean, it's going to be both, but I could go for some Lost Planet. You want to go hunt an Agnactor?
Yes.
Let's play some Dip Rip. Video games.
Triangle Wizard. Here is my fucking thingy.
Entry. Your combatant in this arena?
Yeah, this is my pony right here.
And this top-down arena shooter?
Its name is...
Twilight Sparkle.
No, that's already a pony. We're talking about my pony. Its name is... Canvas...
Dusty Trails.
Nothing down here lends its name to a pony.
Ray Cathode.
I mean, there was Vinyl Scratch. That was a pony, so...
DJ Eurobeats.
Nope.
Oh.
I don't know. Whatever. Triangle Wizard. We were thinking about other games in this style, like, say, A Binding of Isaac. Or this was a one that I had remembered, Triangle Wizard, which is not an MMO, but it's a better game.
Yeah.
Go play it.
Actually, on the Xbox Live indie games by Radiant Games, they made Inferno, which is like an up to four player.
That's
sort of
a fun game.
It is. I beat it the other night.
I saw that.
And I unlocked New Game Plus.
I invited you to play Lost Planet while you were playing it, and you didn't respond.
Oh, my notifications are still turned off.
Yep, you should turn them on.
All right. If for the sake of Lost Planet, I will turn them on.
Okay.
That is what that
I hope it
means
I hope
to me.
It like announces all the messages I've sent you.
It might.
You get them because I've sent you a lot of Xbox text messages.
Explitics? The explitics?
X-texts.
Oh, no.
We've been exting.
Oh!
I've been exting.
You've been exting. Ugh. But with me in mind.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Realm of the Mad God. It's on Steam. Try it. It's got good ideas. I think there's a lot of things about it that make it not that great. But I am probably going to play more of it. I will put that in its favor.
Basically, twin stick shooters are totally played out.
No. If this game was more like Warning Forever, it'd be better. Because Warning Forever is a better game.
Warning Forever isn't a twin stick shooter.
Yes.
Also, like, has that, it's snowing. Has that phrase changed over time? Because wasn't, like, Virtualon at one point referred to as a twin-stick shooter? It was a shooter you controlled with two sticks.
Yes, but twin-stick...
I mean, fucking Modern Warfare is.
Twin-stick now definitely does refer to, like...
A top-down, omnidirectional shooter.
Yeah, left-stick moves, right-stick shoots.
Yeah.
Certainly that is what is meant in the vernacular.
It's just the spammiest bullshit gameplay.
That's cool. It was a Voltron game.
I'm coming out and saying it.
No, but I love twin-stick shooters.
Well, we're feuding now.
Are we in feuding Japan?
Yes.
Okay. So
I will be that dude who led all those Ronin to kill that guy, only now I'm a 16-year-old girl.
And I will be Nobunaga, but now I am a 16-year-old girl.
Feudaling Japan.
And over there...
Look for it on the Xbox Live Indie Arcade.
16-year-old girl Sherlock.
Over there is, like, 14-year-old Toyo Tomy. He was another guy from that era.
Era.
I am error. Oh, we fucking nailed this one.
Woo!
Just nailed it to the floor.
I'll put a link to the game in the show notes.
It's on Steam.
And probably I'll throw Triangle Wizard in there.
Yeah.
I think I have that game somewhere. I would
you
like to play more of that.
Snakes.
It was cool.
It looked like a vector graphics, but all the bad guys are ASCII characters. What's up with that?
Roguelikes.
Yeah.
Send us an email. podcast@alikustudios.net. Find us on Twitter @Aliku. Find us on Facebook @Aliku.
Find us on iTunes @Aliku. Find us in the Zune Marketplace @Aliku.
Yo, okay, people out there, do me a favor.
Zune Marketplace.
Go play VS Nitros. Because I keep forgetting that that's a thing.
Oh, yeah.
And that is...
You can play that on Facebook, right?
Kind of.
Play it on the internet.
You can play it on the internet. And that game
God,
is still, like, really good.
I want to play VS Nitros.
Yeah, I know,
like,
right?
I actually really like that game.
Every once in a while, I just, like, look at my Twitter... Twitter accounts and it says the VS Nitros accounts is there, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's a game.
And you
I
just
go,
type in tweet and press enter, right?
And then I just go and I play around that, and I'm like, yeah, I'm still the best player in the world at this game. Yo, let's hold a tournament.
Okay.
See
you on Facebook for the tournament info.
See ya.
Bye.
And you have to deal with it.